Welcome back to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We're excited about what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, it is.
Which is anxiety. So many people seem to be in overwhelm, complaining of anxiety, and we're going to talk about some natural ways to actually combat it.
Whatever you do, don't look at the news.
That is true. You have to monitor what you're listening to, but we do hope that you will subscribe to our channel.
Absolutely. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugarland, Texas. Meridian Medical Dental is pretty cool because they have both sides of it, you know, the dentist side and the medical side, because they are so related. You have no idea.
I didn't either. And anxiety is the perfect thing to help people understand that marriage of how it affects both the dental and the medical field of your body.
Yeah, you get so stressed out, you end up breaking teeth and grinding, you know, grinding everything down to a stub. And it's terrible right now.
Yes, because people who are anxious, they tend to clench and grind. And they sometimes may not realize that they're doing that until maybe they have broken one of their crowns that they already had. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they now have broken a tooth or it's shaved off part of the tooth with that pressure. And a lot of times I'll tell people, you know, if you don't think that you're clenching and grinding, just go look in the mirror, look up, look at the palate. If the palate looks like there's little mountains, those are called tori, and they're not supposed to be there, and that's caused from clenching and grinding. And then one of the things that we have technologically here in the office is that we offer a complimentary iTero scan, where that you come in and our team, our staff will educate you on what it's doing to your teeth and to your smile. And you can actually see in all these multicolors exactly what is happening. And that's caused by clenching and grinding. And we want to avoid that, because if your jaw is relaxed, then your whole body is relaxed. And if you look at professional sports people, when they're getting ready, like maybe it's a boxer that's getting ready for their boxing match, or maybe it's a UFC, Bellator, whichever one that you like, you'll notice that they're actually opening their mouth and they're concentrating on getting their jaw to relax, because their body has to be relaxed as they go in and they get ready to be pounded, I guess, because you know that's what they chose. They chose that for a sport, which I like watching the strategy of it, but it is very, very kind of, I could see how people would be anxious in watching that, because you want your person to win.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just tough. It's like kind of going in for an appointment with the IRS or something. I mean, it's
exactly.
Brutal.
So that's where we can make people a splint, which we call it an orthognathic oral appliance. And all that means is that it looks like kind of like an Invisalign tray, but it's made specifically for your bite so that it relaxes your jaw. And when your jaw is relaxed and then you recognize that you're clenching, that will also help as a biofeedback as well. And a natural biofeedback is what we encourage. And then, of course, there is medication that we can do. And we talked today a little bit earlier before we got started, some of the natural ways to help relax you.
There is, and this is the coolest thing. I mean, first of all, you have those splints like I wear at night. You grind that down instead of your teeth.
Correct.
And that's kind of cool, and it helps your jaw, and it helps the tinnitus in your ears, and it just all grows from there. But I mean, just the stress of you know, people, if you're still working and you've got to worry about deadlines and things like that, it just gets so worse. You know, like my dad used to say, nothing is as bad as it seems.
Yes.
And nothing is as good as it seems.
Well, the key
is just the way it is.
Yeah.
And you basically
enjoy the moment.
Enjoy the moment. You deal with what you can and don't worry about the things you can't affect.
Yes.
And
that's where I always say, just kind of give it over. And you might have to actually, I always say, you know, take your hands, put them together, and pretend like you're giving them to somebody.
Right.
And you let it go. Take the rocks out of your backpack. You know, we talk about that. If you're taking your rocks out, then, you know, you're gonna have a lighter backpack. It's gonna be a lot easier. But some of the easy, natural things to do is you can hum to yourself. You can whistle. You can maybe count to 10. You know, I tell a lot of young parents when they're not sure, you know, if they should discipline in the moment, I say, sometimes you gotta go into the other room. You have to be calm before you can get down at their eye level and discuss with them. And that can be anxiety prone, because what if you have two or three screaming at the same time, or they're arguing? That's just what brothers and sisters do sometimes. One of my favorites is put them in a twin shirt, where it's a shirt that's sewn together and you have two little areas to put their necks through, and they have to spend a good 20-30 minutes going everywhere together. It's a lot of fun. Little twin shirt.
That could be evil.
Well, they have to learn to get along. That's all it is.
Little Johnny has gas. Well, here, you got to stay with him, you know.
And Lord knows boys can always come up with things.
They can always come up with
things. Come up with things.
But there is something that we found the other day where I just reminded of you. Mm-hmm. What's this? What's this nerve you get?
Yeah, so it's called the vagal nerve, and the vagal nerve is on both sides of your neck. So you have one going on both sides, and you can actually massage the vagal nerve,
this.
And that will actually calm you. You know, we've done that with kids sometimes when they're getting in an overwhelm, or they're maybe they have hypersensory issues. We can do that. So there's different things that we can do to help calm them.
Right. Now, with rub on this
as
right
adults,
here.
You can do that. If you have cardiovascular disease, I always tell people do it only on one side. Don't do it on both. Because if you have plaque, you know, that can be dangerous. So if it's an elderly individual...
Would it loosen up the plaque or something?
It could. It absolutely could.
And that means this could be a stroke?
It could cause something.
Could cause
something detrimental, and we don't want to do that.
You
always do it on one side, and you take deep breaths. And then the other one that's really simple is just putting both hands up, increasing your oxygen capability, taking deep breaths 3 to 6 times, and that will also help to lower that tension and that overwhelm. There's some people that will like to bend over, put their breathing, their head below their knees, so you're sitting down, putting it over, and that can also, especially if somebody's hyperventilating, that can help. If they're hyperventilating, you know, back to get a bag, like a mm-hmm. little grocery bag, you know, a little tiny sack that has the little things in it, and breathe into it, because that will also help to, basically it increases your carbon dioxide so that it slows your thoughts down and it decreases your, and increases your oxygen level so that you can breathe better and get calmer.
Just kind of just chill and say, look, you know, just hang on.
Talk to yourself.
Of course, people look at you, which mm-hmm. they do anyway.
Yes.
When I'm talking to myself.
Oh, it's okay. Because you want to speak to somebody intelligent.
I don't want to choke the ever-living whatever out of somebody.
Yes.
I'm not going to choke this person. You know, just like that. Just say it over and over.
And I share that
I
with all my patients.
I will not do that.
Sometimes you have that agitation inside. You really want to say something, but keep it
right.
to yourself.
Use an inside voice.
Use an inside voice, because once you've said it, you cannot get it back. So I think women that, you know, and men too, as they are more mature, it's a lot easier. But a lot of the younger ones, you know, if the kids are acting up, they're the first to just say something. And I'm like, but are the kids doing something that they naturally and normally would do? Well, yeah, it's just me.
Yeah.
Well, then we need to work on that. And sometimes it could be just a progesterone level that we need to adjust.
Yeah. How big a deal is this going to be tomorrow? 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, or 2 years from now.
And that means that you have to be cognitively thinking about that. And sometimes all you can do is hum. Sometimes you just might want to say a prayer or a Bible verse. Sometimes you just might want to say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What works for you is what we encourage. And, you know, sometimes you don't have the words in your prayer, and it's good just to call the name of Jesus. That works.
We can do that.
Yes.
I can say all kinds of things, but just don't say them out loud.
Just don't say those words out loud. That is correct.
There we go. Use your inside voice.
And a couple other things you can do is maybe make yourself a cup of hot tea. Maybe go into the pantry and start thinking about what you want to make that night for dinner. It's just what can you do for a calming state and not go for things that are negative, like a glass of wine. You know, that can really cause a problem later, so I don't encourage that.
You know, just driving and with, you know, these, a lot of people, you never know who's crazy, who's had a really bad day, and you're doing something, somebody cuts you off, and you want to yell at them, and you want to scream, but you never know who's got, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's had a really bad day, worse than yours, and who was off kilter. So,
yes. So just, you know.
Be careful.
Be careful. Move on over. And think about what you can do at the moment. I know with our grandkids, we actually do a lot of Spotify, and they can choose the song that they want to sing, and we'll sing it out loud. I'm always amazed at all that they know all the words. It's always amazing to me. So, you know, that's another fun thing to do if you're driving with grandkids or kids in the back.
You know what's funny is I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday,
uh-huh.
but I can remember the words to a song from 1968.
Well, yes, I can remember those. I just can't remember the songs from previously.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, you weren't even born. So that's it. Right. So, all right. Anybody has a question, always info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Send it to us. Anybody has a comment, we'd love to answer them. As always, have a great week.
And we'll see you soon.